Duckdown. Click TuscaloosaThread.com throughout the day for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning and welcome into the Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in on the show with us this morning. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. Get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to email us? You can do that at wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern that make the 7 o'clock hour possible. Always remember, guys, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. All right, great crowd last night. Tough game. Purdue. I think you underestimated Purdue, Dad. That's a very mature team.
I didn't underestimate the rebounding. The rebounding is correct.
Huh?
Well, I told you the game would be decided on the boards, and it was. Yeah. The tempo was changed to Purdue. Purdue handled basketball terrifically, much better than I thought they would. But outside of that, I was right on the money. Because
of the rebounding. You said I was winning by double digits.
Yeah, well, I thought
they were going to
have a double.
Well, that's just, people were texting me. I mean, that's probably they're so big and mature as far as rebounding the ball. That was a tough matchup when you're playing freshmen inside and some of those guys. So, I mean, Purdue is really good, really good.
They're well coached. They handle the basketball. They played at their tempo. When they got the basketball down there in, they moved it without any. You know, it was a game really for both teams. Not bad turnovers. Alabama didn't have bad turnovers much, and maybe Purdue, and they were coached so darn well. Alabama was too, but you know, you took the first half of threes versus twos. Alabama was making a lot of threes. They shot 21 more. They made 21 more points on threes, and Purdue was matching that with twos. They were absolutely getting the basketball inside or moving the ball and really running good stuff and passing the basketball well. The big guys, as you said, were terrific inside. Of course, Smith kid is some player, boy. He is. He knows how to use the screen, use the dribble off the screen, and he's a fighter, too.
Yeah, he's really good at getting downhill. Even his size, he uses his body to get to the foul line. And had a trick.
So they all bet on the game because I said it's going to be a double digit win.
I don't think you understood how mature this Purdue team is. Now I give Nate Oates credit for playing what a high level game. You wonder why they recruit well because they always play in environments like that. With they're going to play in Chicago next, and that's a tough assignment to take a. You know, you got some young guys out there. Let's be honest, five lines of soccer.
It was a real home court advantage for Alabama.
Yeah.
It was.
No,
it was a big guy. I was right there for the whole last 2-3 minutes. But I'm telling you right now, I thought the crowd was terrific. I thought it was a great home court advantage. I thought that because of the home court advantage, the way Alabama played, they would win the game. I was wrong.
Hey, Alabama did make 10 threes first half.
Great versus twos.
But they ended up going 16 for 44 from three. They only got the free throw line 10 times. Purdue gets their 23. So really good basketball game, really high-level game. They got to take on Illinois next, which is a very physical. Good thing there's time between these games to kind of get yourself healed up a little bit. But I don't know that they'll face a team like that again this year that is that big and physical and mature. So
they
don't
will face teams that play at a slower pace than St. John's did. That's the way to play. And if they can handle basketball, I don't know if they'll play as the same pace as Purdue, but they will play. People will pace them some and realize what's the best way to be Alabama. Alabama's not great inside. The big old kid from, I forget where he's from, made a couple of big threes out there.
Bowen from Florida State.
But you got to get some putbacks. Purdue did a good job of getting the offensive rebounds, putting them back, and on the defensive board, limiting Alabama to not really. That's what the rebounding is all about. When I talk about it, limiting Alabama to second and third shots. When you limit the team to second, third shot, you go to your end and you get two or three. And you're inside, as Barry said, with those big guys who played well. They were better than I thought.
Yeah, it was great home court advantage. Crowd was great. I was watching it on TV, obviously, but the crowd was great. Really good. I enjoy watching college games where two teams are even and watching these blowouts that all these other people are playing. All right, let's get to the Yellowwood Highline. What's up, Cole?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a question. When was the last time Coleman Collison has been packed out in the third game of the season?
Well, you bring in the number two team in the country, you'll probably pack it out when you have a good – I don't know when the last time it was, but I think basketball – there's room for basketball and football at the University of Alabama for sure.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wild, dude. I could not believe the crowd last night. I just don't remember being a game like that early in the season. I mean, that was just a big – That was just a big statement for Bama basketball. I mean, that was a point major right there of where we've come from in the last 5 years. I mean, that was insane.
Yeah, great crowd.
Because I remember when it was empty, like nobody would really show up until like conference play.
And well, you got to go back when CM had the job, when I had the job.
We had the Palace coach win. We were rolling, man. I mean, that was before me, though. I missed those days.
I wish I was in the Plaid days. It was a great early season
crowd
because Barry's
competition
was great. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to play good teams, and
it's just been a while, yeah.
He's not afraid to play.
It's just been a while since we've had a place like that electrified so early in the season. Like, that was March form. I mean, that was just – that game was just – intense to be
well, those are, that's a better atmosphere than even March, because March games they're on neutral courts, so you don't have home crowds like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Cole, thank you, sir.
All right, man, y'all be good.
All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Philip?
Good morning, guys. Hope y'all are doing good today. That was quite a game last night, and when Houston Mallett hit that three pointer with a minute and 36 to go in the game, I felt like Alabama was gonna pull it out. And then Braden Smith, though, he gets down the court and in 19 seconds he hits a layup, and they go up for good at that point. And Alabama had four shots in the last minute 19 seconds and couldn't hit anything, and then they had to resort to fouling, and that wrapped it up. Purdue only shot the ball one time after that from the floor, and the rest of them were free throws. So but Coach Oates summed it up clear as a bell last night after the game, talking about the rebounding edge, 53 to 28, I believe it was.
I told you that the other day.
That's right. But he on his post-game show with Chris Stewart, he said the competitive spirit has got to improve, and they're not going to beat top teams with rebounding efforts like that, and that sums it up just pretty much blunt force to the face right there.
Yeah, they're not going to play many teams like that, though, that can rebound, and they're that physical. But to his point, Braden Smith's a 6-foot guard, He got 7 rebounds last night. So he's a senior. Yeah. You know, his mentality. Mm-hmm. These guys are old. That was an old team you played.
I thought Alabama matched him about as good as they could. They matched him 5-5. And I think he's a big guy. Only the way to play him, but he did a great job. He's a heck of a player. He uses the screens well and gets the ball to the basket, and he's tough minded.
Yeah, he won that Phylon matchup. He got 29, and Phylon got 11. So,
yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He definitely won that one. But Holloway's played very well these last two games for Alabama. He missed the first game with that hand injury, but you know, we still don't know what Alabama is really like because Bristow and Jaleel Bethea are still nursing injuries, I think foot injuries. So, really need those guys back. I think they offer a lot, and Bristow, I think, can help out a lot, get some boards. So, we really don't know what we've got yet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they paid Holloway, but it was worth it.
Yeah,
Holloway. Well, he played well.
They sold a darn good one from Auburn, and Auburn had the money. Holloway didn't like the number of shots he was getting, and of course, the money was a factor in it, but whatever they paid him was darn worth it.
Yeah, Holloway's playing well, so we'll see.
But I'm a little shaky about this game tomorrow. I don't know about that. I'm shaky.
5.5.
I'm shaky. I feel like Oklahoma's going to win this game.
You think Oklahoma's going to beat Bama?
I do. I think it's – I just am not – the last two games, Alabama's just not, to me, performed all that great. And not that Oklahoma's a world beater, but I think they've got the defense to stop Alabama based on what I've seen last
year. You got to throw it quick. You got those short pass, throw it quick.
Well, Tyler really do block. I agree. If Tyler do that, I hope he's got time to throw quick. But we'll sort of figure out why the running game is not working tomorrow. If it does, hopefully it'll work. But I think AK Dewey's got to play because he can still preserve his red shirt if he plays these next 3 games because the postseason doesn't count against him.
Yeah, that's right. So how many games did he play then?
One.
Yeah, so he can play the rest of the year. If you want to. So, we'll see what they got. But I just don't know that Alabama's going to start running it tomorrow. So, I guess you got to try. But
I agree with you, Ben, with what you said earlier this week. I think we got to just come out and you may not have said it in so many words. I think Alabama's got to throw the ball maybe 70% of the time.
Well, it's like I heard that on with McElroy yesterday, and I think he talked about what we had been talking about. McElroy said, hey, if you got a basketball team that can't shoot threes, you don't fire up a bunch of threes just to shoot threes. Yeah. If you can't shoot, if you can't run, don't run. Throw the ball. You got to play to your personnel. And that's what they got. So, should be fun. Thank you, Phillip.
Thank y'all. Have a great one.
All right, Tom, keep hold. We'll get back to you. We'll get back from break. 2-minute truck. They're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today. It's 205-247-5050. 2 men in a truck, movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Friday morning. With the reopening of the federal government, SNAP beneficiaries in Alabama will receive full payment for the month of November. EBT cards were fully loaded yesterday, and Alabama DHR says they can now be used by the 750,000 Alabamians who struggle with food during the shutdown. Click TuscaloosaThread.com throughout the day for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, we're looking good so far for the area. Now we're hitting heading up into your prime time on your TGIF. And Joe Malisham at 43, that intersection is starting to get a little on the beefier side here. And we've also got Skyland Boulevard. Now that's
like the Nissan Pathfinder. More selection, more value, and a lifetime powertrain warranty on every unit you purchase. No one beats the savings at Townsend Nissan Tuscaloosa.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Patios, outdoor living spaces, and more. Let the professionals at Hudco Landscaping and Irrigation do those projects around your home or business. HudcoLandscape.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another beautiful day today with a sunny sky, the high 73. Clear tonight, the low 44. For tomorrow, sunny with a high at 75. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny both days. Highs between 71 and 74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Want to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Download the Tide 100.9 app today.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. You play games like this, Dad, right, to find out where your weaknesses are. If you played East Tennessee State, you probably beat them on the board rebounding. But you play a team like Purdue, they expose an area of weakness there where you got to work on it. That's what you do in these particular games. You find out real fast where you got to improve.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was hoping that they were going to be able, you know, I didn't have any idea that they were going to handle the ball that well. Purdue, it make you have to defend for that length of time. But, yeah, you learn a lot about your team. You sure do. I played a schedule that wasn't that strong, but I learned a lot about my team. I still learned a lot about my team, but not to maybe that point, but that.
Well, you learn combinations, yeah. This, that, but you know, sometimes you have weaknesses, but you don't know it. You kind of know it. You think you do, but your players don't understand. And then you play somebody like that, and you're probably harping on rebounding all the time. Well, you know, North Dakota, whoever that was that came in, they can't expose you there. Before I get to Tom, another listener sent me a message here about baseline out of bounds. He's worried about Alabama, saying that they throw it in with a small guard. Of course, a lot of teams now switch everything, and so, you know, getting buckets on baseline out of bounds is difficult. Your biggest goal is to get the ball in bounds, but he's afraid that they can't get it in because they got a small guy throwing in. They put a big guy on the ball. I know Bruce Pearl's always done that, put the biggest guy he's got on the ball and switch every screen. Just your thoughts about Alabama and baseline out of bounds. Do they need to change, put a bigger?
I think he's right. I think they're not good. I think you have to spend a lot of time working on them. You have to work against situations where you get the basketball of a switch. You've got to set it to where when they do switch it, you've still got a chance. You know where the switch is, and you get the basketball inbounds. You don't be needing to throw the lob past the backside. They'll knock it out, knock it down. I would agree with that totally. Their baseline stuff. Maybe there are times that you don't work on it enough. Maybe I'm dead wrong. I don't watch their practices, but they can improve that.
Teams that switch every screen, though, that, you know, they make it hard on you. So that's one area, I think, defensively, where the defense has the advantage on baseline outbounds if they come together and switch properly. All right, get to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Tom?
Morning, Bear. Morning, Coach. How are y'all?
We're good.
Good, Tom.
You know, that game last night was absolutely fascinating. I thought it was a great game, other than the fact we lost. But, you know, the rebounding thing, I mean, I am in love with that team from Purdue. I mean, absolutely love that team. the front line is a really valuable asset to team play, the way they play and mesh with the front court And that number three, has he ever missed a shot in his entire damn life?
He missed, he was 7 for 19, but I get your point well taken.
it seemed like every time he pulled up, it was going in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seems like it when you're hoping that they miss. But I thought it was a great game. I'm impressed with Purdue. I'm like, Coach, that they are better than I thought they were. I was talking to some people that were here for the game that are Purdue fans, and they said that they thought where Purdue is better this year, they basically got the same kind of thing, but they said they had depth this year compared to last year. And that proved out to be true.
Yeah, that Trey Kaufman ran. What a first half he had. And he's averaging 19 and 15. It's his first game back this year. He hadn't played in the first two games. He pretty much dominated the paint. He was 9 for 16 from the floor there. But there's not many teams in the country like Purdue, thank goodness.
I agree.
Yeah. But, you know, the reason Duke was effective, like these people that run this drop on the ball screens, when the screen, they just drop them back in the lane. I mean, you give up so many threes, but towards the end of the game, I don't know, Purdue ran a middle ball screen, and man, they made the right play off of every coverage Alabama had. They cut them up off those. But those guys are so good off the dribble and such good passers that those ball screens up top are tough to deal with. Alabama runs them well, and so did Purdue.
Well, and another thing, Purdue would throw a pick and roll in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, and it would be freaking perfect. And but Alabama, here's one thing. You said this, and it is so true. A mature team that's played a lot of ball together.
Yeah.
That stood out to me in the game, and it's a valuable asset for a team to have that. Am I misreading that?
Well, you look at Alabama, the guys they bring off the bench weren't even here last year other than Reitzel. And you got Millett, who didn't play. Bol Bowen started. Sherrill is a sophomore. These kids are – so they're just not ready for a game. I mean, they are ready, but I'm just saying they're a team that's been together and that physically mature. That was a tough assignment. But give coach credit for scheduling them. I know it was part of a.
Oh, I'm glad.
It's three game deal. Yeah.
At least however deep we get to wherever we're going, this is the kind of competition you're going to be at. And here's how you're going to have to play if you think you're going to win. But I thought, Coach, and you were so right yesterday. I don't know if it was up with Greg McElroy or on this show this morning, but I was listening to that podcast part of McElroy, you talking to him, and y'all were talking, and you were talking about angles. Was that on this show or on his show yesterday? But you was talking about basketball being a game of angles. Oh my God, that is so true.
Yeah.
And I thought Purdue played as high of IQ basketball as I've seen in a while out of a team, and all that in it.
Yeah,
talking about angles.
Yeah, and people. Yeah, angles are huge. Like if a guy tries to, you know, jump the ball screen and gives you down the lane, you know, if you can get, and these guys are so fast, they get angles to the basket. Well,
sure.
Dad's favorite announcer said that a lot of teams, and this is probably more technical than you want to hear, but they send the basketball to the baseline. They don't let you come back middle. He says Purdue doesn't do that. They just play you square up. So they don't really give you anything towards the basket.
That's true. I noticed this. And something that kept going through my mind is how well they defended our tempo.
Yeah.
I thought they were all over that.
Yeah. I think Coach brings up a good point about their schedule, too, about talking about these like NCAA tournament games. He said, well, never in the NCAA tournament are you going to play this many tough teams in a row? Like, if you're a high seed, you're going to play a layup the first round, then a D decent team the second. Then when you get to Sweet 16, yeah, maybe. But with the run of St. John's, Purdue, Illinois, and Chicago, Gonzaga, that's a tough run right there.
God knows.
Yeah. So.
I'm telling you. But, you know, we're the beneficiaries, aren't we?
Yeah.
We get to see these good teams. We get to see how we perform against them. I think that is such a high form of sports entertainment.
Yeah. I think more teams should schedule this way, to be honest.
I do, too.
So.
I do, too. I thank you for that. And I really enjoyed the game, other than the fact we lost. But, you know, games like this, this coach for Purdue, I thought, I mean, he's got a good thing going on with this group of kids. They're really good.
Yeah, they are good. So they stay, if they can stay healthy, they'll contend for the national championship for sure. So
see y'all. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Tom. Are you looking for lunch plans? Thomas Ripshack. Thomas Ripshack, right there at 2931 15th Street. They got great soul food, great chicken, great fish, great barbecue. That's what they're known for, the ribs, the pork, all the sides that you want. So you can swing by there for lunch. Now, if you want a catered meal for the game tomorrow, just give them a call. Go to the website, thomasripshot.com, 205-759-5010. Locally owned. These guys do a great job. Go see Sharon, my girl Sharon. She'll take great care of you. Tell them to Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, phone lines continue to be open, 205-342-9904. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
And the clock's going to run out, and Bama's going to win it. And for the love, let's get out of here.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide welcome the Oklahoma Sooners to Tuscaloosa. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, we're looking good so far for the area. Now we're hitting up into your prime time on your TGIF. And Joe Malisham at 43, that intersection is starting to get a little on the beefier side here. And we've also got Scott.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, with two locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are a kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Phone lines are open 205-342-9904. All right, we'll get talk a little more basketball, then we'll flip to football. Chase pulled the clips from Coach Oates last night, so we'll play a few of those. We won't play them all, but a few of those. Just go ahead and do the opening statement there from Coach Oates last night after the 87-81 loss to the number two ranked Purdue Boilermakers.
Sure, they came early or loud. They did what they needed to do for us to get the win. We needed stops. They were loud. I think the student section, I thought it was great. So big time environment. You know, I think our program's got to the point where our guys deserve to play in front of an environment like that. And I appreciate them coming out. Next time, hopefully we give them a little bit better performance. You got to give Purdue a ton of credit. They're tough. You know, I think they're one of the most disciplined. You know, they run their stuff in the half court. They know how to attack all your coverages. But at the end of the day, the tougher team won tonight. Like, they all rebounded us by 24. That's embarrassing. You know, in life, in sports, team that plays harder, people that work harder in whatever field you're in should win. And they won. They deserved to win. They were tougher. My guess is they prepared better coming into the game than we did. And we're going to have to fix some stuff. I mean, their offensive rebounding rate was 48%. That'd lead the country in a year. We've got major problems on the backboard. You know, their starting front court had 24 rebounds. Our starting front court had 6. So that's a problem. The other issue is their point guard and Braden Smith's, I think he's the best point guard in the country. I mean, we'll see how it plays out, but I think he showed it tonight. I mean, 29-7-4 is pretty good. You know, he has 7 rebounds. Our leading rebounder is 4. So they're, you know, what they list him at. I don't want to, you know, disrespect him at all. I'm guessing he's 5'10", 5'9", 5'10". Point guard has 7 rebounds, and our starting front court has 6 combined. So we've got issues on the glass. We knew it in our exhibition games. We knew it in our inter-squad scrimmages. We knew it up at St. John's. We did a pretty good job. We out-rebounded them by 1. I thought Mari Allen came in, was outstanding from the guard spot. Taylor Bowen was exactly what we needed him to be because of St. John's. But for whatever reason, we couldn't do it tonight. So until we figure out how to make tougher plays, rebound the basketball at a much higher level, we're going to have a hard time beating the best teams in the country. And I think it showed tonight.
All right. With that being said, what do you do to improve rebounding, Dad?
Well, you got to do some glass work. You got to cover the goal at times and really work really hard 3-on-3, blocking out and getting the defense rebounds and then having your guards out there to fill the outlet pass too. You don't have to go run the break. But I think you have to play some. I think you have to play in 2 forwards in a guard and a post man and work that way and try to block out. And do the best job he possibly can. Offensive rebound, got to just go to the glass. You got to want to. We had a kid named Mule King who played for us. He just wanted it and went to get it. Michael Ansley went to get it, and that's part of it. You got to go and get it. That's what Smith does. But defensive rebound, you got to block out and know where you are and do a little bit better job there. So I just have to work with the guys that you've got, decide who can. You got to match your team up defensively against them and see who's who needs to defend who. I thought the matchup was fine on Smith. Smith, you know, he got by the you got to give Purdue a lot of credit. The big guys, he got over the big guys, and he also put back missed shots. When he missed it, he got the ball back and put it back. He's just a heck of a player.
Yeah, rebounding is it's mentality too. I mean, he's got one to go get the board. Sometimes blocking out and all that. Somebody just go get the ball at some point. All right, they asked Coach about how does he fix the rebounding. Here's what Coach Oates said.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a player-led deal. I mean, as coaches, you know, we've been doing a lot of rebounding stations, rebounding drills in practice. At the end of the day, you know, we give our players a quote Charles Barkley said about talk about positioning and all this on rebounds. At the end of the day, it's about desire. Like, you either want the ball or you don't. And, like, Clough, really good player, South Dakota State, you know, he had a pretty good game against us last year. But I don't think he's more athletic than our bigs. He had 11 rebounds tonight. So he had 3 offensive rebounds. So I you know, Kaufman Wren, he is tough, athletic. I mean, he's destroyed us 2 years in a row now. But eight offensive rebounds, 15 rebounds total. Like, those guys got a desire to go get the ball. They obviously got some technique. They know how to wedge in. They know all this. But, like, at the end of the day, if you got the size and athleticism and you want to go get a rebound, you're going to go get a rebound. And we're going to have to determine whether we want to be the tougher team, because I think the tougher team usually wins, and the tougher team won tonight for sure.
All right, one more clip, and then we'll move on from the Purdue game.
I stayed after my
yeah, stuff. It's mentality, and I think Nate they'll take on their coach's personality, and the with Coach Oates. The first clip that we had, I mean, he pretty much explained exactly what it is, and he'll have full confidence he'll get that fixed. All right, what did Coach think about Purdue? What they did, Purdue did well defensively, and they made, you know, Filon got a lot of publicity, a lot of praise. People were touting him as the best point guard in the country. And when you get that all that praise, then you, not that he wasn't already up the scouting report, but these people dig in and they're ready to play. And they made him look pretty average last night, but here's what Coach said that Purdue did defensively.
Sports eye.
No, I think they did a pretty good job. They collapsed heavy. You know, we got a lot of threes off, and we made 10 threes in the first half. That's what kept us in it, because we couldn't rebound for anything. So, you know, when you collapse as heavy as they did, you're going to give up threes, and we got 44 threes off. Like, and if we didn't make those 16 threes, we had no shot of winning this thing. So they know, I mean, they're not as athletic as we are. So they have to do a different way. And he's smart. He's one of the best coaches in the country. He's been that for 20 years now. So, you know, they're skilled. They've got really skilled offensive players that maybe don't have the same foot speed some of our guys do. So they packed it in pretty tight. They tried to keep it out of the lane. I think when we drove it, we were able to spray it and get decent shots off. I mean, now the second half, I didn't think we moved as well as we did in the first half. Thought our offense slowed down quite a bit, but, you know, we were still 71% at the rim. The issue is we took too many, like, non-rim twos, you know, which not a lot, but we were 2-for-8 on non-rim twos. And threes just didn't – I didn't think we got as good a looks in the second half. And maybe they made some adjustments. I'll have to go back and watch the film. But, you know, we went from 48% from three in the first half because they really collapsed to keep us out of the paint, like you said. But second half, we only shot 26% from three. So had we shot the same in the second half as we did in the first half, we'd have won the game despite our rebounding. But we didn't deserve to win. Like, they deserve to win the game. And in sports, you know, it's nice when the team that deserves to win wins, and they deserve this win tonight.
All right, pretty honest assessment there of what.
Very good assessment.
Yeah, so give him credit there. All right, we'll take the break here, Cowboy. We're coming back to you. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. This is Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're moving a lot slower inside of your prime time for your TGIF. On 69 southbound onto McFarland, and of course, Lurleen Wallace northbound onto McFarland. That whole intersection is looking a little slower now. Also, 43 has your typical rush to work delays on the southbound lanes to McFarland.
Tide postgame show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another beautiful day today with a sunny sky, the high 73. Clear tonight, the low 44. For tomorrow, sunny with a high at 75. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny both days. Highs between 71 and 74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Fans are all over the world, and we are too. Download the Tide 100.9 app right now in the App Store and Google Play, and take the Crimson Tide everywhere you go.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Get to the Yellowwood Hotline and get Cowboy in. Good morning, Cowboy.
Hey, Cowboy.
What's up, Barry and Coach? How you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Would you say Matt Painter at Purdue plays a modern-day version of Bobby Knight basketball when they were powerful back in the day at Indiana?
Oh, I would say they maybe in that one game that they do, Bobby and them control the tempo of the game and ran a passing game, but yeah, I guess.
They more, Bob, I consider him more of a motion team that would read screens and all those. I don't remember them ball screening, playing maybe the way that Purdue played.
The point guard kind of gives them that Isaiah Thomas kind of deal. You know, I'm not saying he's as good as Isaiah Thomas, but he hit some big shots there in the second half. What, he had 21 points?
29.
But in the second half,
exactly. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, what was y'all's old buddy Richard Williamson? Would he say we got one more rebound than a dead man? That's kind of way Alabama was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you're starting front court, get six, and their 6 foot or 5'11 point guard gets seven, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Well, I might say this and y'all might think I'm a nut, but I think Nate Oates' basketball style is more conducive to win an NBA championship than an NCAA championship, because these physical teams like Purdue in the tournaments, they get him in those games like last night. And I'm not criticizing anything. They're just better basketball IQ and better physically under the basket. It's just hard to outman that when they got the horses and you don't. And he's I'm not criticizing. I think he's done a great job. We don't get that style basketball player under the basket that Purdue get.
There's two styles that hurt Alabama, a big physical style like that, and then the style like Duke plays with tall, athletic kids. They can switch every screen and keep those guards in front. Now, Purdue couldn't do that, but Duke could last year. They were big. But, Cooper Flagg's 6'10", 6'11", but he can switch on to a guard and so they switch all those ball screens and all those screening actions and can stay with you. So teams like that, there's not a ton of teams out there, Cowboy, that can switch like that and keep these guards in front of them. There's not a ton of teams as big as what Purdue is. So,
yeah. But do you understand what I'm saying the NBA style? I think he'd be a terrific NBA style coach, because the big guy is not as physical. They are to an extent in the NBA game, but it's more getting up and down the floor and scoring and stuff like that. Well, so where do you go from here if you're starting practice today, Coach, and your team kind of got manhandled at home like that? How do you kind of start things?
Well, you've got to look at the film and evaluate it, and you've got to sort of put your first eight one in and the others on the other, and work those eight a little bit as your first team, try to get, you know, things straightened out offensively and go against them. But I think you gotta put together the five or seven or eight, whatever, not more than eight, maybe less than eight. You got to put those guys together if that's what you and your staff feel like need to be done. That's what you do right now. You put them together. You know, it'll always be a tough game. It'll be a tough game because it's in Chicago. But we'll see. I don't really know how good it'll be.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, I agree. I like the schedule. But you only got so many bullets in the gun, Cowboy. I mean, you play games like this every night. And so, I mean, it'd be hard to practice real hard today. Of course, they probably not even practicing today. I don't know if they are. But you play all these. It just physically takes its toll on you eventually. Then you get into this league, it's going to be difficult. That would be the only downside of playing a schedule like this. At some point, you need to break a little bit, they don't have any coming here for a little bit, so you gotta be careful how hard you practice. I know Coach wants to practice hard and this, that, and the other, but I mean, you gotta save your legs for the games, and these games take a lot out of them.
Yeah. Oh, I've noticed in his schedule November and early December is heavier, and then he's gonna get some cupcakes say after SEC championship football kind of weekend. You know, then he's getting the UTSAs and McNeese or whoever some of those are down through there, you know, and get some cupcakes and I guess blow people out the gym. But what's the Ole Miss's coach's name?
Chris Beard.
You know, I mentioned him yesterday when they came in there last year with that kind of same strategy. Do we play them once or twice this year? Do you
once. We're going to win. Once. We're going. I'm going to say we. Alabama is going to win. They have six games that they play against three teams. They're going to win five out of six.
Well, you got to go to Oxford February 11th.
They're going to go out. They're going in five out of six from the three teams they play. That's Mississippi State, Auburn, Tennessee.
So they have to go.
So you think they'll lose in Knoxville, right? I guess if it's
I think there's a chance
six.
There, but I think they'll win the other side. They'll beat State twice. They're going to beat Auburn twice this time. And they're going
to. Right, right. Well, I look for them to be 14-4 in the league.
Wow.
I think you've got a shot to be that. Yeah.
They got to go to Gainesville. Got to go to Auburn. Got to go to Oxford.
They don't go to Kentucky. They don't go to Arkansas.
They go to Baton Rouge. They do have to go to Mississippi State. They have to go to Knoxville. So those are all tough.
Baton Rouge ain't no tough game.
No, I'm just saying they're going. I mean,
yeah.
Anywhere on the road is tough.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
You got A&M out there, right? A&M out there.
I don't know. No, they're A&M's here. That's here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They got to go to Oklahoma.
All right. Yeah.
But,
you know, it'll be a big season.
Good.
It's just, yeah.
It'll be a big season. They got to go to Vandy. I don't know much about Vandy this year. So.
They're an NCAA team, Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. They're a Sweet 16 or better team. You know, just you don't want that matchup against
Gordon
a Purdue-style
long,
team.
Got to stay healthy. Yeah. They got to stay healthy, Cowboy. They lose a lot of guys. They can't lose. They got the right ones still there, but you can't start losing the Reitzels and those guys off of this team. So the margin for error is thin there. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I thought Pylon had a lot mature look to him last night. He looked like team leader, and I thought he was going to kind of lead them back, but they're late in the game, Purdue. Mm-hmm. You know, but I thought he had a. He had a good look in his eyes.
Well, you can talk about this guy shooting that, all that kind of stuff. Nope, you're not going to see anybody shoot the basketball any better than Smith kid did.
Yeah. Cowboy. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Well, we got a big football weekend. It's shakedown.
Did you know it was homecoming? I didn't even know it was homecoming.
Who's playing? Who are they playing?
Yeah.
Who they got?
Oklahoma, oh. Homecoming.
Why don't they do Eastern Illinois or whoever for homecoming?
Homecoming sometimes late a year because of certain holidays on Saturdays, and you can't have a homecoming on those Saturdays. Go back and check your, you know, history of Alabama homecomings. They can't be on a certain Saturday of a
forget I was a grand marshal of the homecoming parade.
There you go. Thank you, cowboy. All right, we'll take this break. Listen, we'll get David in from Bryant Bank. See if he's got another pick. He picked Mississippi State last week against Georgia. How'd that work out for him? You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, Bolaños.
The New England Patriots have won 8 in a row after taking down the Jets 27-14. Drake May led the way, completing 25 of 34 passes for 281 yards and a touchdown that went to Travion Henderson, who also had 2 touchdowns on the ground. Justin Fields completed 15 of 26 passes for 116 yards and a touchdown. He also had 11 carries for 67 yards and a touchdown.
Not good enough. We lost the game, so it wasn't good enough. Every time we lose, my performance isn't good enough.
New England improves to 9-2. New York falls to 2-8. In the NBA, the Raptors outscored the Cavaliers 126-113. Scotty Barnes had 28 points, 10 rebounds. The Hawks topped the Jazz 132-120, to where Jalen Johnson had 31 points, 8.
The house. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker. I forgot to ask you, who ate more up in the suite, Mac or Jack?
Oh, Jack did okay. Jack and Mac. I don't know. Mac ate those chicken wings, and Jack. I don't know. Jack did okay. I don't know. I don't know who ate the most, but I love having taken them. I enjoy taking them.
Jack's anybody up there he knew?
Yeah, he saw a few. He didn't see any girls or anything. He knew.
Well, his girls dancing down there on the court.
I took him down to see Tom Hart and Gooberhead, and he asked what he did, and I was telling him what he did. I said, and I'm not into granddaddy talk. Okay, I'm not granddaddy talk, but he's and then the athletic director came up to there and shook hands with me and asked Jack if he was the one who had played or was playing baseball. He said he was. So
there you go.
I think it was. I wish he had Annette to take, but they're right next to it.
Well, so. Jack was trying to do some coaching last night too, so he thinks he knows. Tuscaloosa Toyota.
About 2 minutes to go.
Go to TuscaloosaToyota.com looking for a Camry, a truck, whatever you need. The lot is loaded out there, so swing by Skyland Boulevard, find Justin. These guys do the absolute best. We talk about them every day, and it's the best dealership in the Southeast. TuscaloosaToyota.com. All right, we're going to talk a little Bryant Bank with David. I was going to tell David, but it would give you a break, but Dad didn't want to, David, because he said your picks are worse than his, so it takes a little attention off the Blue Plate Special, although he hit the Blue Plate Special. And you shoved it all in on Mississippi State. So right now, you're going to have to really dig down and bump your bet up to get back to even. So how you doing this morning, Dave?
Good morning, guys. I heard the ribbing before I came on, and just like a good baseball player, if you struck out twice, you keep stepping back up to the plate. And so, I mean, that ain't going to stop me. Hey, if you're going to be 100% in something, I'm 100%. So if you want to fade me, go right ahead. It's better to be 50-50 on things. At least I'm 100%. I'm going to say that.
Well, you know, you baseball players, y'all can't be – y'all have to have thick skin. I mean, you only get a hit 2 out of 10 times, 3 out of 10 most. So you're thick skin, so you can handle it, right? We can. You don't want us to – be soft on you, do you, David?
Oh, absolutely not. I appreciate y'all bringing the heat, and we'll keep it going. And I'll give you another one if you want it. But yeah, it's glad to be on this morning with you.
All right, talk about a little baseball. The Cy Young, who won the Cy Young? I saw Ohtani won the MVP, I guess, in the National League. But how does Skeens win it? I guess they just do it off of ERA. Their team's not great. I don't even think his record was great. But will Pittsburgh be able to hold on to this guy for the long haul?
Man, he sure is the face of baseball. I mean, the last, I think, 2.5 years for Paul Skeens has been just a absolute – has gone in his favor, you know, being a top pick out of LSU – going to the Pirates, and yeah, Pirates have struggled as a team for a long time. But I think when he steps up on the mound, all eyes are on him, and he dominates the game. It's he's very much in control of the game with his pitching repertoire. But also, before he was at LSU, he was at Air Force, and he has a mentality. You see when he's won all these awards, which is really cool to me. Well, some people make that cool. And you see him on video, everybody's going ballistic. He's just kind of looking like, oh, okay, I just won the Cy Young Award. But that's just kind of who he is. I think he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he's a heck of a heck of a guy, and you can see a lot of the guys in postseason play winning, first team All MLB from Seattle, Cal Raleigh, Vladimir Guerrero from Toronto. So a lot of guys that went deep into the playoffs, you usually see winning a lot of awards. But back to Paul Skeens, unbelievable talent. I'm not quite sure. In this day and age, if the Pirates can hang on to a guy like that.
I heard him talking about the difference between the pro ball, being the ball, and the college ball. He says in AAA and in the major leagues, it's a higher quality ball. I guess every ball is just alike, and he feels like it feels better in his hand than even what a college ball felt like. I didn't know there's a difference in the balls. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I in college, you know, the seams of the ball, and again, I haven't seen this interview with Paul Skeens, so I'm speaking from my personal recollection from 15 years ago. The seams of a college baseball are a little higher. Pitcher preference. Higher seams in college versus lower seams in MLB, and the type of leather that's used in college versus MLB, it could be something that certain pitchers prefer. And it's a little, the mud that they put on the balls in the major leagues, you know, they don't just take them out the box and roll the ball out there to the mound. I mean, they have a guy in the dugout that muds them up and gets the ball ready for play, just like you see footballs. They kind of scuff them up a little bit before they just throw them out. They don't just pull them out of the box and throw them out there. So I haven't seen that interview with Paul Skeens, but whatever ball he's throwing, I can tell you, it don't really matter. He's making guys look silly.
Yeah, that.
Oh, I don't really have anything. The guy from the Yankees is just a king, like the names. It's just he's most valuable again.
The Dodgers, Ohtani. Ohtani or whatever.
Ohtani on one side. Okay. I guess it was Ohtani. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do they have American League MVP, too?
The thing about that is that the media always is different. They do different things. But by on the fine, they stuck with him year after year. They all know he's good. It's interesting.
Behind me. Yes. So just the AL MVP went to Aaron Judge from New York and LA Dodgers. Yeah, I mean, Ohtani. I mean, but I think you can make the case of not only big-time market teams, but when you have guys like that that dominate the game, which he did consistently throughout the regular season and obviously with his postseason play, it was an unbelievable year for Ohtani, not only offensively, but also pitching. And again, we talked about that two-way. You just have not seen that. You talked about guys like Babe Ruth, but heck, I've heard the stories of Babe. I never saw Babe Ruth play, but to watch this guy dominate on both sides of it is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, Dave, you call a lot of games. You played at all levels of baseball, SEC, junior college, at Alabama. And when you call games and when you go and watch these teams have to play to their strengths. Every team has strengths, and I'm talking football now. We get a lot of people complaining that Alabama can't run the ball. Well, if they can't, they just can't. I mean, you can't keep forcing it. Don't you need to play to your strengths? And their strength is they got a lot of receivers. You got a quarterback that can throw the ball on the money. Why be hard-headed and keep thinking you have to run the ball? I'm talking about fans now. I think the coaches have figured this thing out. Just your thoughts about the Alabama running game and what that cost them in the long run.
And I think that, I think for 10, 15 years ago, you had to run the ball to establish presence. And I think when you listen to the Alabama football players talk about it, being able to run the ball is kind of a dominating factor of controlling the game. At the same time, Ty Simpson, it's so awesome to watch him play his progression each and every game. And even in the game at LSU, it wasn't his best game. I think he would tell you that wasn't his best game. But I think a lot of the fans and these teams know that you can't be one way. Are you only passing or only running? I think if you want to win a championship, you have to be able to somehow, you can't be one dimensional relying on Ty Simpson, but I'm with you. I think you have to go with what's good. I think you can, throw a couple wrinkles in, and whether it's handing a ball off, but maybe throwing some, getting your running back involved in different forms or fashion that's not taking the ball under center and handing it off, running the ball. You have to be able to add some wrinkles into that. And I think that's where Ryan Grubb has really, really made Alabama from a good team. Let's be real honest. If Ryan Grubb was not the offensive coordinator, I think I think Alabama has two or three losses on the record. So I think you need to make a case that Ryan Grubb has really done a great job of doing what they've had to do, finding a way to use the best pieces, and regardless of running the ball or throwing it, you got to be able to get the defense off guard, and he's been able to do that. I think y'all would agree with that.
Yeah, all right. Can't let you go without talking about Bryant Bank. Before you do that, though, give us your pick for this weekend. I always like to have something to watch. I know you picked it. I was watching Georgia run up and down the field. I said, "Ooh, I can't wait to have David on Friday." So
yeah, I was waiting for a text message during that one. But nonetheless, here's an interesting game this weekend. With all the coaching turmoil in the SEC, all the open spots in Arkansas, Florida. Where else we got? I mean, you got
LSU,
Auburn. All these job openings there. Wouldn't you know it? Florida Gators, after getting their bell rung in Lexington, go to where? They're going to Oxford. They're going to Ole Miss to play Lane Kiffin. And I just, you get your bell rung at Kentucky. Can you respond going on the road to play Lane Kiffin? When you know Lane Kiffin, regardless of where you think he's going to be, I think he's going to continue to be at Ole Miss. And because I think he's going to continue to be at Ole Miss, don't you think he just wants to run it up on Florida Gators? So I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to take the line. The over and under is 53.5. I think that Lane Kiffin's going to put the gas down and just try to embarrass Florida. So that's what I'm going with this weekend.
Over 53.5?
That's right.
All right, there you go. The line on that, surprisingly, it's 11.5. So seems kind of low.
Well, I haven't been good on that, but I mean the over and under. Regardless, I think that I just think that Lane Kiffin, you know his personality. Regardless if he does or doesn't want to go to Florida, he's going to want to. I think he's going to want to run it up, and why not at home as Ole Miss continues to make a playoff run.
All right, we'll see if Lane Kiffin, this is the game that bites him all the time, around this time of year when he loses one, he's not in the playoff because he...
Here you go, Barry. Here we go.
There we go. All right, tell everybody about Bryant Bank, the place you work, and I know you think a lot about all the people there at Bryant Bank.
Yeah, and again, we appreciate the partnership with y'all and the opportunity, but our Bryant Bankers, obviously, headquartered in Tuscaloosa. And what we talk about with my customers and anybody new that might come into the bank is how can we help you? We're not a product solution transactional type of bank. We want to help grow with you starting today and throughout your life when you have some ups and downs. And so give us a shout, BryantBank.com. And I think it's also another thing that's unique about our bankers that we're involved in the community. I'll be out at McFarland Boulevard today. We're unloading Christmas trees. Can you believe it? We're not even at Thanksgiving yet. So partnering with the YMCA, I know Gary talks a lot about the YMCA, but we'll be unloading Christmas trees.
Nice.
Sell. All those proceeds go to youth programs at the YMCA for families and kids that may not be able to play basketball, baseball, all the offerings that YMCA has. So make sure you check out, back to Bryant Bank, check us out, BryantBank.com. Give me a call. Call us, and we'd be happy to help you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go. So he says take the over 53.5 Florida Ole Miss. We'll see. Yeah.
This situation was Sunny, and let me tell you this story. So I'm going to use it today so you'll understand what I'm doing. Sunny, and I'm not making fun of it, but it's funny, but I don't want to, whatever. He's lost some of his balance, but he tells me, that every time that he gets up, he start loses his balance. He always goes to the right. I said to the right. I always go to the right. I go to the right. So I'm gonna get him this morning about going to the right. We'll be getting home.
So if he can't go left,
I can't do Jimmy Rain's thing. Help myself. When I get, it's gonna be the same thing. I've already practiced this morning. Well, I'm
going.
I'll use it
as
the Jimmy Rain thing about
it. All right, there we go. So we got that set up.
People can call in about music. I'd love to have you call Sonny, not just me. Just anybody call in and talk to Sonny.
You want to talk to Sonny? All right, we'll take the break. Get to Sonny. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM. WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're moving a little slower up in Northport now. Long line of delays in the usual spot of 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road. And it's got you backed up to also the typical spot of Charlie Shirley Road. And then we also travel a little slower on McFarland on the eastbound lane, specifically at Lurline.
To go. Flooring so durable, even your in-laws won't ruin it. Visit New Floors to Go on Greensboro Avenue today, because life's messy, but your floor doesn't have to be.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, helping people get back to the life they love without their feet getting in the way. Start your journey today at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for Alabama football against Oklahoma on Saturday, here are some thoughts from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer.
I asked for it last week, and we just need to continue to do our part as a football team to bring energy into the stadium. But really looking forward to again doing this with our fans. We need them, from start to finish, bringing everything they got, helping us as we will ourselves to victory, and them doing the same.
And hopefully those Hollywood lights will shine bright.
That's right. So that's right. There's a few more people in here tonight, I noticed. I visually could see it.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them during your free, no obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
We've got you covered for Alabama football on Saturday against Oklahoma for homecoming. Our radio coverage across the network begins at 11:30 a.m. on stage at the Bud Light Backyard inside Vector Security Champions Lane with kickoff at 2:30 p.m. from Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium. You can listen to the game on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch the booth cam streaming live presented by Regions Bank on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by The Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another beautiful day today with a sunny sky, the high 73. Clear tonight, the low 44. Or tomorrow, sunny with a high at 75. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny both days. Highs between 71 and 74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 50 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven. Spoke in anger, just tore my world apart. And I sat there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. We'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline, bringing the NABC District 6 Coach of the Year. This was 84. Ohio Valley Coach of the Year, 78. Two-time SEC Coach of the Year, 84 and 88. CAA Coach of the Year, 96. Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. So he did it in 78 all the way to 96. So he was consistent for a number of years. Coach Sonny Smith. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Sonny. Yeah. I've been telling our listeners that you, as I do too, you have a little bit of a time of really keeping your balance.
Yes, I do.
And when you get up, you always go to your right. So my question
fade is to my right. Yeah,
you go to your right. So I wanted to know if Jan puts the food on the left hand side of the. You can't get to the food because you're going right.
Hey, I'm the one that does the feeding. I feed Jan.
Well, let me ask
you
this:
she doesn't feed me.
What if you go into the right and the toilet's to the left?
I would say a giant mistake that we'll be taken care of the next time.
When you're at Jimmy Rain's banquet,
you got to go in a hurry. I mean, you got to go bad. You got to do both.
All right. So when you're speaking at Jimmy Rain's, you need to sit to the left of the podium. So when you stand up, you'll go right, and you'll be right in front of the microphone.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
When is the Jimmy Rain's banquet? I'll have to leave in a few minutes.
Every time. Well, I want to know what are you going to do about going to the bathroom if the bathroom's on the left.
I'm in the bathroom right now. What else would you like to know?
Got a bathroom right and left. So.
Yeah.
This is a mess interview. If you're sleeping in there with Jan and she's on the left-hand side, you're okay going to the right. But if she's on the right-hand side, you're going to run over.
Could you repeat that? I got to write all this down, you know.
You're going to say, what did y'all talk to Coach Smith about? Well, him going to the bathroom and him going to the right, and the bathroom was on the left. That's some riveting
radio. Well, see, I grew up in the mountains of East Tennessee. When you went to the bathroom, you went in the woods. You took us a little step, went to the woods. So you didn't worry about where you... Yes, I did. Yes, we did.
I'll use that.
I tell you what, do this, Coach. Make sure you put your Jack Daniels to the right.
Oh, I never thought about that. Good thing I wasn't left hand. I'd never had a drink, would I? Boy, that person.
Yeah, so.
How far do you go to your right before you stop, Sonny?
Well, two steps. I got to use
more than that.
You're going to need a lot more than that.
I'm going to use that when we get together. Yeah, you always go to your right. Well, anything happen in NASCAR?
No. Everything's happening, but nothing that I could report that would help. Would fire up anybody right now that I know of. All I know is I was talking to a guy yesterday about Bobby Allison. What a great driver he was. And this guy come visit me from Virginia, and we were at the race. And we came I said, I'm going to take you down to the wire here so you can see how fast these cars are going. I went out of the suite we were in, the one where you put the golf channel on with it.
I got it.
And I went out there. Just as I turned the corner from the suite we were in, Bobby Allison's car went up into the crowd.
Oh, really?
Have
a chance to give him water.
He's sitting on his... The car is upside down, so he's laying in the car is what he's doing.
Coach, we got...
All us great drivers have had some... Had some wrecks like that, you know.
He didn't hurt anybody, did he?
I don't remember how it was, but yeah, they took some people out. Yes, as years and years ago.
I know.
All right, we got a caller wants to talk to you. So Chase, make that happen. Larry, the music man, he knows all music. So Larry, you got Coach Smith on the line. Go ahead, buddy.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, I wanted to know how many awards you actually got on your wall at home. Have you lost count?
There's quite a few. I wouldn't know exactly how many.
Go ahead and brag, Coach. You can brag. Go ahead.
Well, I got a few. I will say that.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm not one to brag, and it really didn't mean a lot. Well, it meant a lot to me, but I've always played myself down. 2 weeks ago, I got inducted into the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame, and I was one of 38 recipients, and I fell asleep. I nodded off because I was the next to the last to be inducted, and my better half elbowed me a few times, and that was the longest set I've ever had in my life, and I almost forgot what the hell I was going to say when I got up there. In fact, I did. But, you know, Vern Gosden, one of his favorite songs, and I actually saw him perform this at Miss Kitty's. He was working on it in the back before he went on, and my band opened for him, Nashville Review. He was doing This Ain't My First Rodeo. I always think of that song when I hear it. I think of you and Coach Wimp. This ain't my first rodeo or my dog and pony show. You know what I'm saying? What you going to tell me now, guys? But anyway, it's always a pleasure, sir, to listen to
you. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Larry. That's good to hear those words about Vern Gosden, one of my all-time favorites, for sure.
Get in that Hall of Fame.
Do what?
Sonny's going to get in that Hall of Fame.
Well, you were with me on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry when I was introduced and you were introduced and I sung. And you've never given me credit for that to any place, but I really got the crowd enthused and fired up, if you remember real well.
Yeah.
Yeah. The words.
Dad likes to always ask you about the Gummers, what the Gummers are thinking.
Yeah, the Gummers.
Yeah. Thinking about the football program right now. Y'all got open this week, so you should be all right.
You know, since I don't get to take the newspaper, and I use the television and the radio for the information that I need, I know very little about the program right now, but I do know this, that everybody's waiting with bated breath, so to speak, to see what they're going to do. I don't have any thoughts about that, to be honest with you.
They're not going to keep Hugh Freeze?
Oh, I think they will. I think they will, and I think he'll be successful. But I don't know that.
You think they'll what?
What did you say?
You think they'll keep... Did you say Hugh Freeze? Hugh Freeze gone. Yeah. Hugh Freeze playing golf today. Coach...
Well, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
What do you want?
He was talking about who was going to replace Hugh Freeze. They let Hugh Freeze go, so
he didn't know it.
Anyway, so Coach Auburn plays.
You mean to tell me that they have fired Hugh Freeze while I'm in the bed here?
Yeah, they fired him 2 weeks ago.
Well, your government didn't tell you that.
No. I don't get out anymore. I can't stand signing all the autographs and stuff. Being interviewed when I get outside the door, it's really aggravating for me now. It's gotten so bad. Yeah. Being on your show has made me relatively famous, and I get a lot of calls, and I get a lot of people wanting to see what I look like.
I don't think you knew.
You know, Auburn this weekend, not the basketball. They play up at Legacy Arena in Birmingham. They're playing Kelvin Sampson in Houston this weekend. That'll be tough on it, Coach.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah.
I think Auburn could be a little bit better than people are thinking. You know, everybody's thinking, well, he's taking over. Probably don't have players there. Well, he's one of the guys that recruited most of them, so I think they'll be better than people think.
Yeah, they've gotten off to a 3-0 start. They struggled the first game, and they've won pretty big the rest of the games. They haven't played anybody, but they'll find out real fast this Sunday where they are against Houston. So,
no question about that.
Yeah, they'll expose you a little bit there. So, well, Coach, we appreciate you being on.
Let me find out what he tells the doctor. When you go to the doctor, you tell the doctor you move right when you get up, or did he catch you?
I tell the doctor to give me a pill that'll make me fade to the left instead of fade to the right.
If you can't go left, they're gonna play your right hand all night. They're not gonna let you go right. They're gonna make you.
I'm worried about you.
I got a nice jump hook with either hand though.
There you go. That thing's money. All right, Coach. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, see you later.
See you. There's Coach Sonny Smith. Did he not know that Hugh Freeze had been let go?
No, he did not.
Hmm.
The Gummers didn't tell him.
That's kind of sad. That's kind of sad, to be honest with you. All right, well, not for him, just that I feel sorry for his coach. I love Coach Smith. He's the best. All right, we'll take the break here. Vinegar tip and a blue plate special. Chase, everybody, that phone's been blowing up. Wanting to know when the blue plate special is going to be picked. Everybody's wanting to know who they need to bet on this week. So hopefully you can come through again. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
well as chisel and stone. So I brought these pretty flowers, hoping you would understand. Sometimes a man is such a fool. Those golden words of wisdom.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got an issue on Highway 43 southbound just before Rose Boulevard, Mitt-Larry Road. Now, this is a fender bender blocking the right lane, so it's got traffic considerably slow. And also, if you're moving about the rest of the area, we're not doing too badly here. We got Skyland Boulevard. It's a little patchy but steady from McFarland to 69, and that looks like just your typical rush to work delays. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The best station in the state, breaking down Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
Welcome back to Inside Locker. We know what that music means. The Integra Tip brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Michael's my agent. Let him come yours. Give him a call today. He'll run the numbers for you. He'll take great care of you. He does it for Dad and I. 205-752-8500. All right, where are we going today?
Well, I'm because I've been talking about cooking a lot, you got to be darn clean. Things are clean. I got three or four cooking tips cleaning tips that I'll use over the next few days. Because you're cooking and you got to be darn sure that your counters are clean. So what you need to do is to get your tops of your counters clean and make them smell better. You just take a big cloth with undiluted white vinegar and soak it good and rub it good. Or another thing way to do it, if you don't want to use the big rag to clean it with, is get a spray container and a full strength vinegar on your counter and spray and wipe down the counters at the end of each day. This will keep them critters from crawling around on your place when you put your food down there. So that's important. We're kind of into cooking and cleaning and cooking that kind of stuff, and that's the vinegar tip for today.
All right, so that brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500. All right, Chase, real quick. Jason North River Weed Eater pick of the week. He didn't get me his pick on time, but he did say he put some popcorn in your mailbox.
I ate it.
No, he put some new. He got some more in there right now.
I did.
He said it's in your mail, not your email, but your mailbox. So when the show's over, you just trek on down that mailbox and you can get that popcorn. It's in there. He's saying take Bama because the line has gone down. I called him a homer. Take Bama minus the 5.5 for the North River Weed Eater pick of the week. If you want your lawn taken care of, then Jason's your guy. If you want to buy some kettle corn, he's your guy. You need some holiday.
Jason's good.
205-535-5290. All right, Chase, we got to take the break and come back. I think since I changed the song to the money, 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 money is why he won. because it gave him a different vibe. That the gambler didn't do it. So remember our new song. We'll come back. We'll do the Blue Plate special for this Friday. Then we'll get out of here and make way for the Gary here. So Gary's down at Innisfree hanging out by himself. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got an issue on Highway 43 southbound just before Rose Boulevard, Mitt-Larry Road. Now, this is a fender bender blocking the right lane, so it's got traffic considerably slow. And also, if you're moving about the rest of the area.
Generators. True South Generators. Online at truesouthgenerators.com. That's truesouthgenerators.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another beautiful day today with a sunny sky, the high 73. Clear tonight, the low 44. For tomorrow, sunny with a high at 75. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny both days. Highs between 71 and 74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 50 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Inside the locker room. That song right there is 1-0 with the Blue Plate special. Before we get the Blue Plate pick, that's brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. Need precision, power, and performance. Brian Harden Construction has been delivering top quality steel fabrication, welding, and 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. Family owned, woman led, safety driven. 205-759-1337. I know. Brian's family will keep the tradition going on of a great company, Harden Construction. All right, where are we going this?
Barry, I want it so bad, and I ain't got, you know, what to do it. I really wanted to take Indiana. It was 21. It dropped down to 28.5 against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. I just scared of it. I was afraid Wisconsin would get 7 and Indiana would. So I came all the way, almost picking that one, but changed my mind. Number one plays number two today. 1, 2, and 3. Alabama's 3. 1 and 2 playing each other. I'm taking Georgia. I got it at 6.5. You may have it wrong, different. But I found it at 6.5. And Georgia's at home. Texas is good, but I believe Georgia has worked really hard to get ready for them. They saw what Ohio State did to them. The Texas quarterback could be better than that, and the Georgia quarterback, that's who I took.
All right, so he's taking, and it is 6.5, so take Georgia minus the 6.5 against the Longhorns. It's going to be ABC, 6:30 on Saturday night.
What is it really?
All right, so there you go, Chase. You got that. All right, real quick, I'm just gonna have you just for fun pick these other games. South Carolina at A&M. A&M 19.5 point favorite. There's rumors out there that South Carolina's quarterback's leaving, that he's gonna go to Miami, but I don't know if that's true or not. But what you got there?
With the line. I'd probably take A&M home.
Minus the 19.5. All right, Arkansas, the no head coach bowl. Arkansas at LSU. LSU is a 4.5 point favorite there.
I'd take LSU at 4.5.
All right, Oklahoma's at Bama. The line's 5.5. Bama favorite.
I'd take Alabama.
I'd take Alabama.
All right, so you and Jason. All right, Tennessee minus 40.5 against New Mexico State.
Yeah, I take New Mexico State.
All right, Ole Miss minus 11.5 against your favorite quarterback in the SEC, DJ Lagway.
Oh, I got to take Ole Miss.
And then you've already said Georgia, Texas. Mississippi State's at Missouri. Missouri's on like their third quarterback. 6.5 for Missouri is favored in this particular game.
I take Missouri.
If Mississippi State can win this, they're bowl eligible. They're 5-5, Chase. So y'all got a chance to go bowling. Even though you're 1-5 in the SEC, you're going to be bowling. You got Ole Miss.
He's always cut you up, Chase.
I'm not cutting Chase up.
You hear it, Coach, right?
Yeah, he says something negative at this.
You got Missouri, and then you got the Egg Bowl. And you got to go.
He's telling you bad stuff.
You got to go to Ole Miss. So. Is that good? You gonna beat Ole Miss over there, ruin their season?
Oh, indeed.
Huh? Y'all, Lane Kiffin always loses one of these. So he's got Florida. He's got to go to state. That's you gonna be swinging that cowbell. What is the what day? What's the date of Thanksgiving? Do we know?
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, but I'm saying I know it's a Thursday, but it's what's
23rd or something.
It's the day after Thanksgiving. So y'all play it on Friday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we're not doing shows then.
He's got to give you any chance at all to go to a bowl. That's all.
You going bowling, Chase? What bowl y'all going to, Chase?
Probably somewhere in Florida.
Yeah.
Left out bowl.
Every bowl. The Pinstripe Bowl. The Birmingham Bowl. Then they'll have a bowl? Ooh. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I think they quit, didn't they?
Oh, did they? I don't know. All right, that's it for today's show. Keep it locked in for the Gary Harris Show. You're listening to Tide.
Boom for Georgia.
100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Go Bulldogs.
My cologne is called Brand New Money. Make them make your moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats, the Playboy bunnies. They see the...